how a teacher's encouragement and his late wife's request inspired school superintendent Stephen Bean. As Orange County Superintendent of Schools, in charge of overseeing 450,000 California students, Stephen Bean carries the weight of the request from his late wife, Janet Soares, to take care of the kids. Born in 1971 in Vietnam during the Vietnam War, Bean was abandoned on the streets of Saigon after polio left him paralyzed from the waist down when he was just 2 years old. He was eventually taken in by an American family that fostered 150 children, many of whom had disabilities of their own, but not before Bean narrowly escaped death during Operation Baby Lift, an April 1975 mass evacuation of children out of South Vietnam to the United States and other Western nations, as North Vietnamese forces approached Saigon. "The orphanage staff put my braces, and all my possessions, on one plane out," Bean told California Insider host Siamak Karami in a recent episode. "I got mixed up and put on another plane. That mistake saved his life, as the flight he should have been on crashed after takeoff, killing almost everyone on board." Bean found himself in the care of a compassionate foster mom. "She brought in over 150 foster kids in that household," said Bean. "Many of those children had disabilities like myself. Many were abused." His foster parents ended up adopting 10 of their foster children, including Bean. From kindergarten to fifth grade, he had to undergo approximately 4 major surgeries that would leave him out of the classroom for long periods of time. For instance, in fifth grade, doctors had to straighten his spinal cord because he had scoliosis. "I had to wear a body cast for 9 months, full body cast, just lying there," he said. Bean, who attended public school in San Diego, was bullied at school. But in sixth grade, there was a turning point. He met a teacher, Donald Geisinger, who noticed he had a certain talent. After Bean gave a presentation on the unlikely topic of deodorant, Geisinger brought that talent to his attention. "You have the gift of communication," Geisinger told Bean, giving him permission to give oral presentations for the rest of the school year. That's the moment Bean started to believe in himself. In eighth grade, Bean was invited to give a speech in front of 15,000 people in the nation's capital. "Just because an individual is disabled, they're not broken," a 14-year-old Bean told the audience in his speech, which was directed at youth. "So, don't be afraid to approach them. They're not going to fall, they're not going to break. They just want to be treated just like anybody, like any other student." He received a standing ovation. Another pivotal point in Bean's life was when he met an inspirational Paralympic athlete who came to speak at his school. "He took me on field trips, and I remember watching him drive with the hand controls in the vehicle," he said. Bean told himself he would be like that when he got older. As a student at the University of Southern California, Bean met Soares, his future wife. "I asked her out 3 times at USC, and she said no all 3 times," he recalled. 3 years after graduating from the private university, he saw her at a mutual friend's wedding. "The sparks flew that night, and she actually made the first move," Bean said. During their first date, Soares saved his wheelchair after it rolled down a hill. "I see my wheelchair rolling down the bank, and it goes into the Kern River," Bean said. The next thing Bean saw was Janet standing up and running down the bank. She jumped in the water, reached down, pulled Bean's wheelchair out and brought it back up to him. Eventually, they got married and had 4 children together. But after doctors discovered multiple tumors in his wife's brain, she was given 6 months to live. Through faith, those 6 months turned into 6 years, Bean said. Bean's wife tragically passed away in November 2020. During one of their last conversations, Bean said, his wife asked him to promise to take care of the kids. "I've realized that I think she meant to take care of all the kids that you can impact, all the students," he said. Now, in addition to his own kids, Bean is taking care of 450,000 children as Orange County Superintendent of Schools. Prior to switching careers to education, inspired by his wife, Bean had built a successful business. But he had the epiphany that he wasn't giving back to his community as his adoptive parents had done. In 2024, he was sworn in as superintendent. In a full circle moment, Deisinger, the teacher who had made Bean aware of his communication talents, was the one who swore him in. As superintendent, Bean created the 5-3-1 strategic plan, which is built around 5 key initiatives, 3 objectives to support Orange County districts, and 1 big goal, all planned to be implemented by 2030. The 5 key initiatives are enhancing career technical education for vulnerable students, fostering emotional intelligence, integrating artificial intelligence, ensuring student and school safety, and innovation. The 3 support objectives include supporting instruction and literacy, leadership support for districts and charters, and system support and specialized guidance. If we can all, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, put students first, then we can leave the politics out of it, Bean said. When you have all this noise around you, all these political issues, all of these arguments about which approach is the best, then it just confuses our actual mission of putting students first. Bean says politics is getting in the way of how great educational leaders are chosen. We may be missing out on an individual that has brilliant ideas just because of their political affiliation, he said. Because of politics, we may be missing out on a wonderful program. I'm a believer in school choice. If a charter school has an innovative approach, then let them approach education in that way if it's a success for kids. But politics prevents that from happening.